ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयं श्रुत्यातर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। सो इन द प्रीवियस श्लोका वी सॉ लक्ष्मीधरा इक्वेटिंग और प्रूविंग द वननेस ऑफ Jiva and Ishvara, and thereby explaining the Mahavakyas of Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, Ayam Atma Brahma. And now he talks about the experience that a person gets, the state, or what would be the experience of a person who realizes that truth. So whatever has been explained till now, when a sadhaka goes through shravana manana nididhyasanam, and after constant contemplation anusandhanam or nididhyasanam of the truth that I am Brahman, I am one Brahman who alone exists, what would be the output, what would be the end result, we can say, if we can say a sort of end result, or what would be the experiential state that is being explained. So of course we know the experience is one. That is, if we have to put that experience into one, then it is just ananda or bliss. So this bliss is something which is a very powerful word. It is something which is very powerful. So it is so powerful that people even do kill others for bliss. So if I don't get bliss from my house, I'll kill my parents or relatives. So this bliss is something which is acknowledged by everyone, acknowledged and as well as sought out by everyone. So nobody is alien to this concept of bliss, because everybody knows what bliss is. How everybody knows? Because they do experience a kind of a reflection or a stripped down version of bliss in deep sleep, as well as when they experience worldly pleasures, sensual pleasures. So everybody knows and everybody wants that. Everybody wants to be in a state where there is no sorrow, where there is no problem, where there is no trouble, where there is only anandam. So everybody wants such a state. Everybody is craving for such a state. So everybody knows this bliss, and it is kind of very powerful. So anywhere we see that, okay, come and I'll give you bliss, or bliss in 2 days, bliss in 24 days, bliss in 5 days, or things like that, people will run behind all those, because it is something which is the ultimate goal. Many people know that to be the goal, many people don't know that to be the goal, but still it's a universally accepted goal. It is a universally accepted word. It is a word like which is accepted by everyone, irrespective of all differentiation, irrespective of whether a person is a poor man or a rich man, whether a person is learned or ignorant, whether a person is an Asian or an American, whether a person is a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu. So irrespective of all boundaries, all differentiation, everybody knows this and everybody wants this. So that blissful state, we know that blissful state can be achieved only when duality vanishes. So duality, removal of duality is the one and only way to ananda. Because as long as Bhedam is there, there will be Ragat Dvesham. So Ragat Dvesham is Kama Krodham, and then like it will lead to Nasham, complete destruction. Kama Krodho Bijayate. The Kama will lead to Krodha, Krodha Bhavati Sammoha. After Krodham, like a person will get deluded. Sammoha Smriti Vibhrama. After Sammoham delusion, the memory will be lost. Smriti Brahmshad Buddhi Nasho. Buddhi Nasham, intellect will be completely, or the discriminative faculty will be completely destroyed. Buddhi Nashat Pranashyati. When Buddhi Nasham happens, a person completely gets destroyed. A person's Nasham destruction happens. So that means everybody like knows that this Raga Dvesham Kama Krodham will cause trouble. And Kama Krodham causes trouble Kama Krodham is present only when there is Bhedam. So Bhedam, Abheda Darshanam. So Bheda Darshanam causes a problem, whereas Abheda Darshanam, seeing non-duality, oneness, will give us Anandam. So we also see many Upanishadic statements for this, and many Mahatmas who are experiencing this Abheda Darshanam, people like Amma and others who are seeing oneness everywhere, they don't differentiate at all. Such people, they are blissful, they are happy. So vision of oneness, when a person sees only oneness everywhere, there will be bliss. There will be bliss for oneself, there will be bliss around, there will be bliss for others. So bliss will be there. Bliss is the one word that will be there around such a Bheda Darshanam. So that is why Ramana Maharshi says, Kritva, Drishtim Jnanamayim Kritva Pashyet Brahma Mayam Jagat. So that means Abheda Darshanam can be done, can happen through Jnanam. Jnanam Bhakti all mean the same thing. So Krishna himself says that. So Jnanam Bhakti and all are the same. But the knowledge that there is only one entity present here. Bhedam or duality is not at all there. Even the least, it's not there. So manase vedam aptavyam neha nana asti kinchana, not even the least duality is there. Kinchana, not even the least. So bhedam or duality is not at all there. Even the least, it's not at all there. There is no scope of duality at all. So that is what Krishna says. That is what the Katha Upanishad says, and Krishna also says a similar thing. Matta paradaram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya. O Arjuna, there is nothing different from me here. Whatever is there is me only. There is nothing different from me. There is nothing different or apart from me. That bhedam, abheda darshanam. So bheda darshanam causes dukkham, abheda darshanam causes problem. So when we are analyzing this abheda darshanam, so the state of a jnani, a realization, realized state would be abheda darshanam. So then the question comes about, would there be any guru there? So is there any guru bhavam? Oh, guru is somebody who is very important. So will the guru still exist? Or will Guru cease to exist? Shouldn't the Guru exist? Guru is the greatest person, most important person. So even Guru, na bandhur na mitram, gurur naiva shishya, chidananda rupa, shivoham, shivoham. There is no bandhu, no mitram, no guru, no shishya, nothing is there. So that means in that state of realization, in that state of bliss, there is no guru and shishya, there is no scope at all. Who to learn, what to learn? There is only one. If there is only one, whom to learn, what to learn? Nothing. There is no bhedam at all. So that is, that's the same view is upheld by Lakshmidhara as well, that in such a state, even the Guru-Shishya Bandham, the greatest relation, the highest type of relation possible between two people, that will also be not there, compulsory. Vishwam Pashyati Karya Karanataya Tateva Shishya Acharya Taya Tateva Pitra Putra Dhyatmana Bedataha. Jagra Swapna Sushupti Su Ya. I forgot the rest of the thing. one who, like Shankara says in the 8th shloka of Dakshinamurti Ashtakam, that all these relationships, karya karanam, son and father, guru shishya, all those relationships, whoever experiences it in Jagrat and Swapna, the same person when he wakes up, all these relationships vanish. Waking up means waking up in realization. So all these will vanish instantly. So that is a state. That is a state where Bhedam completely vanishes. There is no guru and shishya. There is no relationship because there is no Bhedam. So wherever there is no Bhedam, there cannot be any relationship. Relationship ends completely there. So Lakshmidhar also says the same thing. Upashanta jagat jiva shishyacharya ishvara brahmam swatasiddhamanadhyantam paripurnam aham mahaha. So in that state aham, okay, before we enter into aham, brahmam, brahmam, illusion or delusion, the delusions of jagat jiva ishvara, the Vedam, or delusion of that jagat is there, jiva is there, brahman is there, ishvara is there, and shishya acharya ishvara. So all these Vedam, like all these brahmam, all these are brahmam, all these are brahmam, because sadeva saumyadam agre asir ekameva advitiyam. Truth is just one alone. So truth means there is only one. So if there is only one, how can there be all these duality, dual notions? Dual notions are not at all possible. Dual notions are not at all possible in one entity. So that in that one entity, like when we realize that one entity, all these brahmam, upashantam, become upashantam is a very apt word used here. So upashantam means quietened. So quietening, like, means it is kind of they just vanish. So it's not nasham. So nasham or destruction means that which exists can be destroyed. Here it's not real. So upashanta means they seem to be there. They died out. So it's like waves. Waves are there. Now waves are not there. The tides have come down. So coming down of tides means like the waves itself isn't just an illusion. There is nothing really called waves. It's just everything gets quietened. So all these brahmam, all these delusion, that I am so and so, I am that, I am this, I am a shishya, I am a guru, I am Ishvara, I am jiva, different from Ishvara, I am so and so person, I am this, I am that, all those vanish, all those merge, all those cease to exist. So that is the state where upashantam, all these vanish. So it is like in dream world, a person who is dreaming. When the person is in the dream world and dreaming, he'll see a lot of things. There are many things that are seen. But once the person wakes up, all those vanish. So as Ramana Maharshi's favorite example, that a dream lion or a dream tiger comes and then wakes us up. So the dream tiger is the cause of as waking up. So the dream tiger is as illusory as the dream world itself. The dream tiger is part of the dream world, which means it is an illusion. But that causes us to wake up. So after waking up, we can't say, I am indebted to you, my dream world. There is no in-depth there. Oh, like haven't many shishyas, many jnanis, after realizing, said that they are indebted to their gurus? Oh yes, very well, they have said that. But they are indebted means, like, how are they indebted? So they say indebted from a worldly perspective. From the ultimate perspective, there cannot be any in-depth. How can there be any in-depth for a person who is one with Brahman? How can there be any in-depth for a person who is Ishvara, who is one? There is only one. If there is only one, how can there be in-depth? There cannot be any in-depth. So those are only from a worldly perspective, not from the ultimate perspective. From their internal perspective, there is no guru, no shishya. From a worldly perspective, they talk about being indebted, they do talk about being grateful, gratitude, and all those humility, all those will be there. But internally, there is no such thing. There internally, they are ever one with Brahman. There is no, they know that there is no guru and no shishya. And what is the nature? What is my nature at that time? So all this duality vanishes. So jagat mithya, so mithya jagat vanishes. But what about my nature at that time? So what is my nature at that time? So swatasiddham. I am self-efficient or self-proven. So in that state, there it doesn't require anything else. There is no duality, so what to see and why to see and why need anything else to see, because only that is there. Only that is there, and it is Maha Paripurna Maham Mahaha Mahaha. I am light, I am Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam doesn't require any other light for its existence. Chaitanyam doesn't require something else to say, okay, I am there, okay, prove my existence. Chaitanyam doesn't require anything like that. So it is swatasiddham, swaprakasham. It is swatasiddham. It exists of its own. It is self-proven. Anadhyantam, anadi antam, anadi anantam. So it is without any adi and antam. It is without any beginning and end. Because beginning and end means like something which is limited, which is temporary. Here it is unlimited. It is eternal. It is always there, nityam. So that which is nityam, that cannot have a beginning and an end. That which is nityam will always be there. So, anadhyantam. And paripurnam. Paripurnam, it is paritaha purnam. It is not just full. It is full in all ways. So, it is ever full. So, full in all ways means everywhere. Wherever we see it or whatever, however we see it, it is full. And such a paripurnam. Paripurna chit aham. I am such a paripurna chit. So the state of such a state, the state of realization, or the state where a person is realized, it cannot be really explained very well. So here Lakshmi Dara tries to explain it from two perspectives. One is with respect to Jagat, with respect to Bhedam. Bhedam completely vanishes in the state of realization, in the Mokshavastha, and a person remains as himself, a person remains as blissful, a person remains as complete, a person remains as full, all those, like we can say, infinite, all those, a person remains, and it is Chaitanyam. So this is a state, like if we really think about it, as we said earlier, this is a state that a person wants to be really. So everybody wants to be in that state, in this state, like where everything is, where a person is perfect, where a person is complete. So that is the state we always want to be. So everyone wants to be in that state, because that is the goal, that is what we strive for, that is something which is sought out by everyone. So that is the state like which everybody wants, not just one or two people, but everyone, all the people in this world, they want that state only. And that is what is the state being explained here. That means our ultimate goal or ultimate desire will be fulfilled through achieving this goal that Lakshmi Dara explains here. And that goal can be achieved. How can we achieve that goal? Through whatever has been explained till now. Whatever has been explained since the second shloka. So all those shlokas have to be remembered. All those shlokas have to be learned. Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. All those shlokas have to be learned, listened to, understood with proper meaning. And after listening, understanding it in proper meaning, a person has to use one's own intellect, logic, in order to assert, in order to strengthen the conviction about whatever has been heard, mananam. And then a person has to abide in that. Always remember whether a person is in the external world, whether a person is doing dhyanam, whether a person is outside or whether a person is inside, whether a person is sleeping or awake, whether a person is singing or whether a person is dreaming, whether a person is doing anything, irrespective of what a person is doing, a person has to remember this. So remembering this at all times is something which is essential, is something which is required in order to achieve this goal. And we have to achieve this goal because that is what we are seeking. So since we are seeking that goal, knowingly or unknowingly, and once a person knows that this is the goal that I am seeking, then a person has to put full effort into achieving that goal, or the sadhana, doing the sadhana to achieve the goal. So all other sadhana of dhyanam, japa, all those are in order for us to get to this state, in order for us to get to this state where we can do nididhyasanam. So that we can do nididhyasanam or anusandhanam of all the shlokas that we have learned in Advaita Makaranda. So these shlokas are very important, these shlokas are very essential. It is important for us to follow it. And of course, Lakshmidhara through this shloka also wants to create an interest in us. Okay, I have learned Advaita Makaranda now, then I don't want to do anything else. That's it, I'm stopping. So such a attitude should not be maintained. A person who wants to achieve the goal should follow it with all fervor, should follow it with passion. And that is why the nature of such a state, or not nature, the state itself, such a state itself is explained. Though Krishna speaks about such a state in many ways, raga dvesha vyukta istha vishyan indriyaihi charan atma vashye vidhe atma prasadam adigacchati prasade sarva dukkanam hani rasya upajayate. A person who is devoid of raga dvesham, a person who does abheda darshanam, such a person sees everything as pervaded with one Ishvara, and therefore he gets the prasadam of complete cessation of sorrow. Sorrow will not be there at all. Sorrow will not be there even a little bit. So that is the state such a person will be. Mankama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abito brahmanarubanam vartate vididatmanam. So a person who doesn't have kama krodham, such a person, or around such a person who has realized the Atman by removing kama krodham, by removing Bheda Darshanam, by having a Bheda Darshanam, around such a person, bliss will be dancing. Such a person will ever be blissful. And Shankara says, Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihinaha, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam, Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva. Such a person, irrespective of whether such a person is doing yoga, doing bhoga, sangam, like attached to people or detached to people, such a person will nandati nandati nandatyeva. Such a person will ever rejoice, and that is the state which is being spoken about here. And in order to achieve that state, a sadhaka has to follow. So depending on how strong a person is able to do anusandhanam, depending on how much a person is able to do anusandhanam, the quicker or the sooner a person will be able to realize his very nature of bliss and abide in that bliss. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to do anusandhanam and achieve that goal very soon. So we have almost come to the end of the Advaita Makaranda. We'll see the next shloka in the next day. The last shloka in the next day, and a small summary also of the work. Kidan Namishaya Namishaya.